break before we move forward. All right, welcome back, everyone. We're going to move to the proposal section of our agenda. Up first, firearms changes to state parks and recreation areas. I believe, who's that? That is Al. Welcome, Al.
Madam Chair, Scott Simpson, Director of the Parks Division. Just wanted to start this conversation. I'll let Al fill in the details on what it is that we've come up with, but just wanted to give you a little background about why this proposal is in front of you today and maybe some of the efforts, or at least the impetus for the efforts that are behind it. We've been beating the habitat and access drum for quite a while now. And that isn't just the Wildlife Division, it isn't just Kevin, it isn't just Tom. Parks Division is very much part of this department, and we feel an obligation to help support that idea of habitat and access. And you can see that through our history, right? We do allow hunting opportunities within the park. We have focused in on habitat, and we continue to do that. And so as we were, as this conversation is elevated, I've elevated it with our folks, and I challenged them. I said, what can we do to have even a greater impact? What can we do to open up some opportunities? And that's the proposal that you see in front of you today. There are a couple of things that we needed to clean up, and Al's going to go through that with you. And there is a couple of areas that we think, maybe there's a component that doesn't fit exactly right. But in the end, I think what we are doing is going to open up way more acres to hunting and access and earlier time frames than any little bit that we may be asking to maybe restrict just a little. So just wanted to kind of preface the conversation. I'll let Al give you the details. He's been involved with our regional supervisors and staff, and he's got the details for you. So thank you.
Thanks, Scott. Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roland Allen, the Deputy Director for the Division of Parks and Recreation. Like Scott said, we've been spending some time here over the recent months and even up the recent days talking about some of these changes that could really have a real positive impact on accessibility, habitat, and opportunity for hunting on state parks. But, when it comes to state parks and allowing hunting on them, all state parks, each one is different. Not one is made the same, and each one has got its unique characteristics, and you got to kind of work with that to the best of the ability to find a fit that's responsible and safe for opportunities out there. So it did kind of require us to really kind of look at some things there, and maybe some simple changes then in rule can really help us open up some of those opportunities. As part of this process, we also identified some areas maybe a little bit of cleanup and maybe addressing some of the concerns from staff on some of those areas as we look at providing opportunities out there. But parks are full of roads and campgrounds and trails and beaches and boat ramps, and they can be very busy places at any time of the year. So a lot of those factors go into consideration when we're recommending changes or different rules for firearms and allowable firearms for hunting seasons and so forth. So we did identify a few areas. I'll get into those. We'll talk a little bit about the change that we propose to help open up some areas to state parks and recreation areas that are kind of classified a little bit differently in terms of what time of year that firearms are allowed there for hunting purposes. We'll talk about some specific changes, such as Waukee Downstream and some others that are kind of related to these changes. But I'll try to be brief, but like I say, there are several components to this proposal that we'll try to work our way through here shortly here. But staff, when they went through these recommendations for changes to those specific park units, they definitely have cooperated and consulted with conservation officers and other folks that have a lot of expertise in giving some background on what some good solid recommendations are. But there are three areas that we would propose that would move them to shotgun and archery only areas, and then one area would move to potentially an archery only area, and then with the Waukee Downstream, that's kind of a specific one that we would move to open that up to the public hunting as well. But I'll start off with these various areas here. The first one is Revheim Recreation Area, which is up in Walworth County, just outside the city limits of Mobridge there. And it's a very small park, 140 acres, very developed, a campground, or it does not have camping, but it's very developed with picnic areas, trails, water access, and also has a small off-road riding area there as well. So the actual huntable area of that park is very small, and its proximity to the city of Mobridge and other development there kind of lends itself to a recommendation of being an area that's open to archery hunting only. So the change in the proposal reflects changing that Revheim Recreation Area to an archery-only hunting area. The next one would be out of Rocky Point Recreation Area. This park's a little bigger, it's about 400 acres. Probably about half of that is what we call developed. But that development in that particular park is very evenly dispersed. There's a road that goes through the middle of the park, and pretty much all the shoreline around the peninsula is developed as campgrounds or boating or fishing access, group camping. There's an archery range and archery trail there. So just kind of the how that development is so dispersed, and we have a park shop complex right in the middle of that, kind of lends itself to a recommendation of archery and shotguns with shot shells only. Another factor into that recommendation is the fact that the Bureau of Reclamation, which manages some recreation areas directly adjacent to those, to Rocky Point Recreation Area, their rules are of a shotgun only with shot shells and archery only as well. So this would put Rocky Point Recreation Area consistent with those federally managed areas there at Belle Fourche. And then obviously there's a larger portion of property around Belle Fourche Reservoir that's managed by the Wildlife Division as the production area that obviously would open hunting. I think it's about 5,000 acres and all that's surrounding Belle Fourche Reservoir that's open to hunting there. So that that change would make Rocky Point Recreation Area a shotgun with shot shells and archery only zone there. The next one would be Lake Ponset, which is in northern Brookings County. This is a very small park, about 200 acres. Its geographic orientation is very linear. It kind of covers the south shore of Lake Ponset there, so it's very thin but highly developed and very, very busy park. Is growing in use for many years. So, again, the actual huntable portion of that park with a firearm is once you kind of get past all the developed areas, things like that, is very small, probably less than 50 acres that would be actually huntable with a rifle there. So staff recommendation for that particular park would be for shotguns, shot shells only, and archery as well. Next one would be Newton Hills State Park. This one is actually kind of a cleanup effort here. Newton Hills was always designated in the past as a archery-only shotgun the shot shells park. Through some administrative rule changes several years ago, that rule was inadvertently dropped off, and we as staff didn't quite catch it, and it's just not in the books anymore. But the normal practice and the history of that park is basically allowing archery and shotgun only there. So this rule change would in a sense restore what was there a few years ago, and that comes from staff recommendation as well. So the final one that's in the recommendation, but I would ask that maybe we hold on this one, and maybe if the commission takes action on this proposal, to maybe withhold the one on North Point. And we've had some real recent discussions here about this park. A couple of goals in maybe relooking at the designation for hunting on that park is it's got a very confusing description there. It's kind of one park where part of it is archery and shotgun only, and then the rest of it's rifle hunting. know, how it's described in there is not the most easy thing to understand, especially for the public to try to look at a map and understand, you know, which area of the park is which. So one of our goals there was to try to clean that up, make it simple and easier to understand for the people using that park. And then, you know, there is a growing development. You know, there is a lot of growth around North Point Recreation Area, like a lot of parks, you know, residential development and other types of recreational development throughout the park continues to grow there. But with North Point, there's just a lot of things that are going on in that particular part of the park right now that kind of gives us a little bit of pause, maybe to not move forward with the proposal at this time to change anything there. We don't want to inadvertently do something or unnecessarily reduce opportunity there. As you recall, about a year ago, that park suffered a major fire, that portion of the park. Probably several hundred acres burned there in the park, and we're now working with the Wildlife Division to do a habitat project and a restoration project on that. So that's kind of one thing that's going on in that part of the park. We're rebuilding the archery range and the archery trail system there in the park, in that southern part there. There's also a trail concept to connect the park to the city of Pickstown that's coming closer to getting some plans that we're putting together. So there's kind of a lot of things going on there that kind of maybe we can pause on that one for a year or so and give that a little bit more study. And so like I say, if the commission would take action on this proposal, we would recommend leaving the North Point change as is. So. Another part of the proposal has to do with the Waihi Downstream Recreation Area here, and this is kind of kind of one of those clarification type changes that prior to Game Fish and Parks taking management of the Title VI properties back in 2002, these areas that were managed by the Corps of Engineers at the time were open to hunting, and at the time a decision was made to maybe restrict Oahu downstream hunting in its entirety. Right now at Oahu downstream, there's no hunting allowed. But if you're familiar with the area, there's some components of Oahu downstream that are kind of separate from the main campground that's situated along the river. There's an off-highway vehicle area there that's of significant size. There's also the rifle shooting area and the archery shooting area that have some significant acres there that are separated from the park. And consulting with staff and the Wildlife Division, we feel that those areas could be opened up to hunting. It's about 480 acres that could potentially be opened up to hunting there. So again, kind of falling back the way the practice was and kind of reduce some of the confusion that's out there with people that kind of remember how it was and making sure we're providing some opportunities. So that's one of those areas where we definitely can expand on some opportunity there. And then lastly, the one part of the rule that Scott really challenged us to look at was, you know, how we can maximize some opportunity within our state parks and recreation areas. You know, under the existing rule, the season for restrictions on uncased firearms for hunting purposes is from May 1st through September 30th is a period of time when uncased firearms and bows are, for hunting purposes, are restricted within the park. We got some parks out there that, they may be heavily developed in one area, but very little developed in another area. Some, like I just mentioned, they're very heavily developed throughout, but we really felt there was some opportunity there to maybe be a little more flexible and how we can maybe designate some areas that we could maybe open up that window where hunting could take place beginning in September and then go through the full month of May as well. This could potentially allow extra opportunity for hunting seasons that begin in September, such as youth pheasant or mentored and youth deer, mourning dove, archery deer. That could potentially open up some really good opportunities early in the season for that. And then obviously in the month of May, it would obviously allow for some spring turkey hunting as well. So we felt that the change to the section where it would allow department to essentially designate certain portions of a state park as open to uncased firearms during those times of the year. But really, you know, it could, and we just did some really quick identification of some areas and rough acres. I mean, there's, you know, at least 3,000 acres that we just, you know, within a few minutes identified that we could open up for extended season opportunities with our state parks. So, you know, just to throw out an example, Snake Creek Recreation Area in northern Charles Mix County, the park and the campground on the south end of it's very developed and situated, but there's almost a 400 acre parcel just across the bay that's, you know, that doesn't have any development on it whatsoever. So under the existing rule, you'd have to wait until October 1st to begin any kind of hunting on that portion part of the property. So if we're able to designate, or, you know, with signage or with mapping efforts, we could open that part of the park up to hunting beginning on September 1st. So, and then there's a lot of other examples of parks like that where maybe the development's a little offside to one side of the park where, you know, we can safely and responsibly open up some hunting on other parts. So that, that part of the rule change, like I say, would allow staff to what we call designate those areas within state parks and recreation areas that is open to hunting. So I think that covers about everything I think we had in the proposal. Like I say, I think it would be a very kind of exciting move. And we've had a lot of discussions with the managers. They all support this on kind of a case-by-case basis, but it really could probably make a difference. We feel that we can be a little more flexible and responsible in areas where it makes sense to allow that opportunity. So with that, I would be glad to take any questions.
All right, thank you, Al. Before we go to questions, I'm going to ask John, if we take out the North Point Recreation portion of that, do we have to have an amendment in addition to moving forward? So I wonder, for the point of discussion, if we should move to just have that removed now so it's out of here. So if the commissioners are okay with that, I'd entertain a motion to remove that section.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Locken, seconded by Whitmire. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. All right, so now we have the proposal as you requested. Any questions for that? Commissioner Locken.
Thank you. Commissioner Locken here. I suppose it's defined someplace else, but what would be the definition of a shot shell? Are we talking buckshot, perhaps, or would somebody stretch it to mean that, or is it more birdshot deal, or what exactly are we talking about?
Chair, Commissioner Locken, phone a friend here, but I would assume that the purpose of that is more to exclude a slug type shotgun rather than any kind of shot shell. So it would basically just remove the ability to have slug hunting in the parks.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commissioners? I do have a question for you, Al. I know you had mentioned some campgrounds and stuff. Would people be able to access any of that if they're hunting in these areas, or will that all be shut off?
Chairman Bristler, yes, most of our campgrounds are open during hunting seasons. Kind of depends on the winter or how things set in, but November typically is when the water systems begin to shut down. We try to keep them open as much as possible through the season, and a lot of hunters do take advantage of the campgrounds and so forth. So it just kind of depends on the season and the winter, but like I say, usually around that first week, second week of November, that's when things kind of start pushing us to start closing down there. But otherwise, yes, the campgrounds are open year-round. They're welcome to use those. The camping cabins or lodges or those facilities are all open and available.
Sounds like a great possible idea for more opportunity for hunting in our state. If we have no other questions, I'd entertain a motion at this time. moved by Whitting.
Second.
Second by Whitmire. So we are moving this forward. Any discussion on the motion? All right, we'll vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. And the proposal moves forward. It will have public hearing on March 9th, back here in Pier, correct? All right, very good.